You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hello everybody, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is February 16th, 2015, otherwise known as President's Day. I found this out about an hour ago because I tried to go to the post office and the bank and everything's closed. So for the people who I emailed last night and I said, hey, I'm going to be mailing your stuff out tomorrow, it's actually going to be delayed by another day, thanks to some stupid holiday. But at least 7-Eleven was open, so I got my 7-Eleven lunch, and that's all that matters, really. I got this great new idea on how to pick today's show sponsor, and I'm sure that somehow this is going to help me get through all of the sponsors quicker than I would normally. Because as most of you know, there's like 60 sponsors right now that need to be named in future shows, and there's just no way for me to possibly catch up. And I don't know what to do about it, but I think this might solve my problem. I have a 20-sided die right here, and I've labeled 20 of the sponsors with numbers. So I'm going to roll the die, and that will pick the sponsor for today. This is much better than a coin flip. Here goes. The die reads number 18, which is Chris Sharkey. Congratulations, Chris Sharkey. You are today's sponsor, as determined by a 20-sided dice roll thing. I knew this thing would come in handy someday. I don't know why I'm not trying out those other ideas, like the four locos of the show. That's ingenious, I think. I've gotten emails from a few people that are like, no, you should just have one sponsor per show, because otherwise it wouldn't be a special thing. But if I do that, I think by this summer I will probably be about 100 sponsors behind. Like, it's just going to keep growing, because you guys are just so damn supportive with the Patreon and everything else. I have put the entire sponsor list, future sponsor list, into another list for me to put on YouTube. You know, like whenever I put up a YouTube video on the main PLA channel, I always put the produced and directed by or whatever type of credit on the bottom of it. So every sponsor is going to be in a YouTube video eventually, and those come out much quicker than shows. So at least you're going to be on YouTube. That's just as good, right? Right? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I really need to do something, though. So, you remember last week, me and Carlito, we got that lady to not only shut down her store and throw a customer out of the store, but we also got her to flip all of the breakers on her breaker box, and she was about to, like, take a hammer or something and start banging on it. Like, there's this big argument happening on YouTube right now, on the main PLA channel, because I put that phone call up for people to hear, and people are freaking out about me trying to kill this lady, trying to get her to throw water on the breaker box and trying to, like, you know, smash off one of the switches with a hammer. And I wasn't really going to do that. If she would have started to, which it sounded like she did start to, I would have stopped her. I wouldn't have let her actually start smacking the breaker box with a hammer. And she was smart enough not to throw water on it, at least. But besides that, a bunch of people think I got that lady fired and arrested for stealing phones and everything. So I wanted to set everyone's mind at ease by making a phone call to her and just making sure she's okay and maybe apologizing and stuff. So I did that just now, and I'm going to play that for you. So here is a phone call to the Radio Shack lady from last week's Radio Shack tribute show.
Thank you for calling the Radio Shack. This is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. It's Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Hey, can I do for you today?
Well, I work for the radio station 100.3, The Gerbil.
Okay.
And last week we called in and got you to shut down the store, and I just wanted to apologize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me good.
did you get in trouble?
You got me real good. Yeah, you know what? Somebody heard your screening on the internet and called and told me.
Oh no!
Right after I got through done talking to you guys, they called and was like, "Are you the Radio Shack?" And I was like, yeah. He was like, baby, your store's not closed. He's like, I just heard the whole thing over the internet. They laughing about you right now.
Well, that was nice of them.
I was like, fuckers.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
But it was a good one though. I was just laughing. I thought it was really funny.
Well, we didn't want to get you in trouble, so what we did to not get you in trouble is we called up like 100 other Radio Shacks in the country and got them all to shut down their stores, so you wouldn't feel singled out.
Yes, I know. My boss told me I wasn't the only one y'all got.
Okay, well that's good. See, we were looking out for you.
Well, yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
By screwing everybody else over.
Okay, but yes, I had completely shut the stove down, honey, and I had was finna get out of here. It was 3 o'clock. Ooh, I was all right with that. Because I had to work. I opened the clothes that day.
Were you disappointed that you had to go back?
Oh no, because I may end up making almost $2,000 that day in commission.
Oh well, that's good.
So you was actually messing with my money.
Oh wow, that's crazy! You make $2,000 a day in commission.
Some days are better than the other ones, but
holy
when
cow.
I open the clothes, yeah, I make good money on those
days. Wow, I want to get a job at Radio Shack now.
Yeah, I make good money. I make almost $9 an hour plus commission.
Is your store closing, like with all the others?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, all the rest of them are done.
Oh, well.
But this location, I think Sprint is going to take over this location, some kind of form or something.
I see. But you get to keep your job with Sprint?
Who knows? They might let us keep them, or they might bring their own crew in here.
Well,
fire all of us anyway.
Yeah, if anyone calls over the phone and says they're with Sprint and you're fired, don't listen to them, because it's probably us.
Okay, well, thank you, Roy. But it was fun that day.
Okay.
I just laughed. I was like, oh, damn, they got me.
You're the nicest person ever.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad.
Well, maybe you should come and see me sometime.
Yeah, maybe I will. I'll do that soon.
I work every day, open the clothes, since nobody's here. One of my people did a no-call, no-show, so on his days, I have to do open and close. I work from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night.
I'll buy something really expensive so that you get a big commission.
Well, you can bring me something nice.
Okay, I'll bring flowers and buy a cell phone contract or something.
All right, that works. I like flowers.
Okay, and I'll let you slap me in the face, too.
Oh, I don't hit people.
Oh, no.
I'm not a hitter.
I give you permission to hit me.
No, like you gave me permission, I can have anything I wanted out of the store.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I wouldn't hit you. I'd probably give you a hug, because you know what? That was the best laugh I had all day. I haven't had rude-ass customers in here all day, and they were cussing, and we're not allowed to cuss back at them. And the prank was just like, oh, good, I'm ready to get out of here anyway.
That's awesome.
And then I just laughed for a nice little while after that. I called and told everybody. I'm like, I just got pranked. So, yes, even though it was my job that you were playing with, it was actually fun.
Okay. Well, you're making me feel like so much less of a jerk for messing with people like that. So,
you know, I don't want it to happen again, Roy. So you tell your workers to leave me alone as far as my job.
We'll never call. Yeah, we'll never do it again. I promise.
Yeah, but you have a good day, and thank you for being civil.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, can I ask one more thing? Can you give me the password of the week for Radio Shack?
No.
Oh, okay, I just thought I'd try.
No.
It's worth a try. All right.
No, it's not working.
Okay. Darn it.
All right, honey. You have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So that's it. That's quite possibly the nicest, coolest lady ever. And not only is she not arrested and not fired, but she thinks the whole thing was pretty hilarious and wants to give me a hug. So everybody wins in this situation. And who is the person who called in and told her that it was a prank? Because whoever you are, that was pretty nice of you to do that for her. Also, soon after that call was made, I received, a post on Facebook from a girl named Ciencia, and she actually lives in the city that lady works in, and she just happened to notice that it was the same city. Maybe she's the one that called, I don't know. But she went by the store and took a photo of the store closed down. And then on her way back home or wherever she was going to, she saw that the store was opened up again. So she took another picture of the store opened up. And I can't find that picture. It's somewhere on Facebook, but I forget where. But that was pretty bizarre that one of the people listening just happened to live right by her, right by her store. But anyway, everyone can rest easy. That lady is doing well and apparently makes $2,000 a week with commission, which is insane. She must be a manager, I guess. Or she likes to exaggerate, because I don't think an employee makes $2,000 a week in commissions. One last thing about Radio Shack, though. It's a new week, so that means a new store password, which, of course, I've already gotten. And this week, it has nothing to do with us. It's not the corporate office sending us some secret message by making the password cactus like they did last week. And holy crap, that just couldn't have been a coincidence. That was the weirdest thing ever. I'm not going to do any more Radio Shack pranks this week, or possibly ever, I think. So do I really need to give you guys the password? I don't know. I think it's good enough just that you know that the password is not anything that could be related to us. We kind of speculated that maybe the password this week would be Horsey Cat after the Madhouse show, or Cunt Flap 5 after, I forget what prank that was on PCN, or Gerbil, or something. I don't know. I was mentally prepared for them to say the password is Brad, we know it's you, please stop, or something like that. But no, it's just, it's the name of a city in California that has nothing to do with us, with PLA, with PCN, with anything, as far as I know. Unless it's just so cryptic that I can't figure it out. But I think we've paid enough tribute to Radio Shack, so let's just quit with the whole Radio Shack thing for now. It's been a fun week on Prank Call Nation with Radio Shack. Pretty much every show called in to Radio Shack stores and customers and just had a lot of fun with Radio Shack at Radio Shack's expense. Did lots of wacky things. In fact, Laugh Track Matt was doing a show this morning, and I gave him the very last of the Radio Shack customers, and they got through to two or three of them. If you want to hear those, then go to Mixlr.com/partytimeshow/showreel and listen to the show from February 16th of this year. By the way, the password was really hard to get this time. I think they sent out an email saying, hey, when the corporate office calls, don't give them the password. So it took me about 10 tries this time instead of the 4 or whatever it took the week before. Let's see, what else do we have before I get started with the show? There is an email from Utah Kurt that I need to read. And Utah Kurt says, Happy Friday, because he wrote this on Friday. He says, so I was listening to some old shows and came across the one where you first came up with the idea of the prank time clock. It got me totally excited for it all over again, so I went through the timestamps listed on your site and cut them into MP3s. I've also been listening to other shows and found some more and added those too. Hopefully this helps with the project. I swear some of the prankies knew about this project because their little side comments along with the time sounds hilarious. I'll send you some more as I find them, and if you want, you can just forward me any new timestamps that other people find, and I'll send you the corresponding MP3 clips. Thanks, Utah Kurt. So I bet half of you have no idea what I'm talking about or what Utah Kurt is talking about, but at some point last year, I came up with the incredibly brilliant idea of a talking clock, which would announce the time every 5 minutes or so. But it wouldn't just announce the time in a normal voice, it would announce the time in an angry prank call victim voice. So instead of the clock saying, the time is currently 12 o'clock a.m., the clock would say something like, you're calling at 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight, or whatever, you know, just from a prank phone call that's been made by me or anyone else, really, where they just angrily state the time in the middle of the night. So what I'm getting at is that I finally started the clock project because of Utah Kurt's email. It inspired me to go ahead and make the clock work. So originally it was going to be on phonelosers.org/clock, but after listening to the clips that Utah Kurt sent me, I was just thinking this should be more of a Prank Call Nation project. I think it would be a better fit on Prank Call Nation. So go to prankcallnation.com/clock, and you will hear things like this.
Who is this? It's 12 in the morning.
Or this.
I want to know who calls people at 2 o'clock in the morning and wakes them up.
Or this.
Do you know it's 6 o'clock in the morning?
This is Mad Business. Can you put them on, please?
So that was Carlito. There's some that have clips with the prank callers in them. You know, if it's funny enough and short enough, we just leave it in there. But Utah Kurt did a lot of work just going through all of these timestamps that other people had sent me and posted on the phonelosers.org/clock page. And then I ended up spending probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours editing the clips even more and then creating this little script that automatically says the time for the clock. So if anyone wants to hear it, it's prankcallnation.com/clock. When you first go there, it will just play a random clip at you. So don't get confused by that, because a random clip is not going to be the correct time. But if you leave that page open, especially late at night, it will start automatically stating the time wherever we have clips of, you know, the time stated in prank calls. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of times in there yet. Right now, there are a total of 83 sound clips of people angrily stating the time at us, which sounds like a lot, but that's just 83 minutes total. And a lot of them are repeats, because people like to round up or round down whenever they scream the time at us. And if we get one for every single minute in the day, that's going to be 1,440 different sound clips of people yelling the time at us. So the best time to turn on the clock would be late in the evening. I think they start coming in around 8 or 9 o'clock. And also right now, I mean, the clock, the whole project is completely unfinished right now. It only works on the Pacific time zone, but I will be setting it up soon so that you can choose your time zone so that it'll work anywhere. It's definitely a work in progress, but thanks to Utah Kurt, I finally got the motivation to just get started on it, at least. If anyone wants to send any clips in of people yelling the time, you can email me at rbcp@phonelosers.org with the clip. Hopefully I won't completely forget about this project and never work on it again. I don't think I will, because now that I've started, I really kind of want to finish it. But that's the clock project, if you're interested in listening to people scream the time at you. This was a really long intro. I apologize. Let's just do some calls. Here's a request from a guy named David, who I think is Brown Magic, known as Brown Magic. You know, he's called into the show and written and stuff before. But I could be wrong, because there are several Davids that listen to the show. Anyway, he didn't give me any backstory on this. He just sent me a screenshot of his Facebook on his cell phone. And it's the comments between two people. One person is named Seven. The other person's name is David. Not the David that submitted this, but a different David. And David is saying, "I can't believe you don't like the Dead. Do you still have my number?" And then this person named Seven says, "No, I don't. I just got a new phone and number. Message me it real quick." And David posts his phone number. So let's call David and see what David has to say.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Walmart. I'm calling you to do a reference check on a Seven Brooks. He's trying to get a job here, and he just listed you as a personal reference.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know Seven Brooks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is he a good person and all that?
Yes, sir.
How good? Like, can you give me an example?
Really awesome person. It's real nice.
Can you say it again without mumbling?
Sorry, sir. I've worked on. I just laid down. I mean, literally, probably about 2 hours ago. I had to come from Roanoke this morning. Well, I left about 8 or 9. And
so you're a deadbeat. You sleep during the day.
A while to get down the road.
You sleep during the day, so you're like a deadbeat, probably on welfare and stuff. But anyway, like about this reference check on Seven, you don't have any good examples of her being a good person?
I mean, she's just, you know, he's going out of her way to help people and stuff, and she's just, I was always upbeat, and, you know. And
she didn't look that upbeat when she was in here. She looked like she's on meth. She's, like, mumbling worse than you.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to lie. You don't have to lie for her. I'm just trying to figure out the truth about her for this reference check.
Why would I lie?
I don't know. You say she's upbeat.
Hang on, sir. You woke me up out of bed and stuff.
Well, you shouldn't be such a deadbeat. You shouldn't be such a deadbeat where you're sleeping all day.
Do what?
Well, only poor people sleep all day.
Dude, I fucking work 7 days a week.
When? If you're sleeping all day, when do you work?
I work at 7 and then not till 7 in the morning.
Oh, a likely story. Whatever.
Do what?
You heard me. I said that's a likely story. That's something a deadbeat would say. Look, if you don't convince me right now, I'm not going to hire Seven.
Do what now?
I'm not going to hire Seven if you don't convince me that she's a good person. And she's going to end up being a deadbeat, just like you. Oh, no. That didn't go well.
I'm sorry, but the person you called... I'm sorry, But the person and, you called has
and
a
now it's just going straight to voicemail. And I can't even leave a message, because his voicemail isn't set up yet. What a deadbeat. Only a deadbeat would not set up their voicemail. Thank you, David, for that prank request. David/I think Brown Magic. By the way, I called about 5 different times, and each time it rang 4 times. So I definitely woke David up, and it took a really long time to do that. I just got an email right after I did that call. I got this email from John McCabe. John McCabe is the guy that is responsible for all of the bank customers we've talked to in the past month or so. And first of all, I need to say this. John McCabe is awesome because he actually gave me his VoxOx account. So I'm able to sit here with VoxOx open, and I can see the calls coming in from bank customers. I can actually pick up the phone and talk to a bank customer live if I want to, which could be a lot of fun. I haven't called any bank customers at all. It looks like I have 19 voicemails waiting for me, but I've just been busy with Radio Shack this past week. So thank you, John McCabe, for giving me the VoxOx, but that's not the reason I'm talking about this right now. The reason I'm talking about this right now is because he also mentioned about the Radio Shack passwords, that the only link he saw between Fusion and Cactus, which was the passwords for last week, is that they both have 6 letters. They're 6-letter words. And I'm thinking, so what? That doesn't mean anything. Why would that mean anything? But then I remember what today's password is. And guess how many letters it is? It's 6 letters. I'm just going to tell you guys the password. It's Malibu. 6 letters. 3 words in a row. Each one of them has 6 letters. This must mean something. Actually, no. I sound like a crazy person. Why am I even bringing this up? I don't know. Let's get back to doing more requests. Quit trying to suck me into your crazy delusions, John McCabe. Oh, look at this. People are sending me their local Radio Shacks to prank. But I already said on this show, I'm not going to do Radio Shacks on this show. So I'm going to skip those for now. Because Radio Shack is on high alert this week. I don't think their employees are going to fall for anything. Except giving me this week's password, of course. Here is a request. Well, not a request. It's more of just an idea from a guy named iPokeSmot. And he wants me to tell a landlord that I'm having a foam party and I can't get the machine to turn off. And now the foam is up to the ceiling and pouring out of the windows, and he wants me to play some gay-ass Skrillex music crap in the background. LOL. And I had no idea what a foam machine was. I mean, I know what a foam machine is, obviously, but I didn't know people had foam machine parties. And I just Googled it, and wow, it looks like fun. It's just this big machine that sprays foam all over the place. It looks amazing. So yeah, let's do a quick call where I tell a landlord that our foam machine won't turn off.
King's Property.
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Kingsview.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I'm having...
Which unit are you?
6.
Number 6?
Yep.
Okay, 4-star?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, we're having kind of a birthday party today. Like, we have nephews and friends and stuff over. And we rented one of those foam machines to have a foam party.
Okay.
And I didn't...
I'm not real familiar with the cleanup that's required with that. I mean, this would be more of a maintenance question I got to fill in.
Yeah, well, I wasn't either. And I guess I bought one that's a little bit too large because it completely filled up the entire apartment from, like, top to bottom with foam. Like, the bathroom, the bedroom.
Oh, great.
I bought, like, 3 85-gallon barrels of the foam stuff. Because we just wanted to fill up the living room, but it filled up the entire apartment.
And, okay, and, so what's your question for me?
Well, is there any way you could just shut off the power to the entire apartment building? Because we can't turn it off. Because at this point, I'm inside
you
of...
You should have breakers in your home. Hang on, I'll go over and get the maintenance.
Well, no, we can't even find the front door. Like, it's just filled with foam. I'm just on my cell phone right now.
Okay, we'll be over in just a second, okay?
And like, the foam, I think it's, like, pouring out of the windows now. You know? Like, really, we can't even find the foam machine.
Okay, all right, we'll be over in just a second, okay?
Okay, well, what are you getting all angry for? I don't see why you have to be angry. It's not our fault. We just wanted to...
King's Property.
Hey, you're not going to be able to open the door because we changed the locks a while back. So can you just turn...
Are you there?
Yeah, we're inside, but we can't get to the door. The entire apartment's filled with foam and it just keeps coming out.
All right, give us just a few minutes and we'll be over to number six.
But you can't
get a hold of the maintenance guy and.
Stupid. Listen, you can't come in because we changed the locks.
Don't you talk to me like that. You'll be out of here by tomorrow. You got that?
Well, no, you're being stupid, though. I'm trying to tell you the locks have been changed, so you can't really get in, and I can't find my way to the...
So you need to unchange them. Me and the maintenance manager will be over in a minute.
That's we can't the unchange
I
can
tell
them.
I don't know where the main circuits are.
Listen, you goddamn retard. We can't get to the front door, is what I'm saying. That's the problem.
The one that caused this problem sounds like the retarded one to me.
Oh, that's uncalled for. You shouldn't be calling your tenants retarded. I'm just asking if there's a way to maybe... God.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now he's not going to pick up.
Zero.
Okay, well, I poke smart. That was a fun idea for an apartment prank. I'm going to keep this one written down and try and use it again in the future. Or screw it. I'm gonna try it right now. This is awesome. If I weren't so lazy, I would get some sound effects of, like, kids screaming in the background or something. Okay, I just searched through my directory of sound effects, and I found some sound effects of screaming kids. I have this one. That one's probably the more realistic of the two I found, and then there's this one, which is more comical, I think. Sounds like there's 100 kids in my apartment. So, let's give that one another try. It's gonna be much more realistic now.
Thank you for calling Woodstone. This is Ellery.
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Woodstone. And
How can I help you?
Well, I'm having kind of a problem. We're having a birthday party here today.
Okay.
And we bought one of those foam machines, you know, to have a foam party.
Okay.
And, you know, we thought we were just going to fill up the living room with the foam. But I guess I don't know a lot about these foam machines. I guess I bought one that's a little bit too big, and it's... The foam has filled up our entire apartment, and it's still going.
Oh, no.
And, like, we can't even find it anymore. Like, I don't even know where in the apartment I am right now.
You don't know what apartment number you're in?
No, I'm saying inside the apartment. I don't know where I am. I can't find the front door or anything, because the apartment was kind of a mess. We had couches moved around and stuff for the foam, so I think the door is blocked.
Okay.
And...
Oh.
Like,
okay.
And the kids are having fun and everything, but I think at this point the foam is, like, coming out of the windows, and it's filled the apartment from floor to ceiling in every single room now.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's starting to
oh
get...
Oh, my gosh.
It's starting to get really thick.
Okay, so it must be plugged in somewhere, and you can't find the outlet?
Yeah, well, it was plugged in kind of... It's sort of behind some furniture, but it's really big. It's like a... One of those giant drums of foam liquid stuff, and then it hooks into the water supply. We actually had to cut into the water pipes under the sink to hook it up because it's an industrial strength one.
All right, what apartment number are you?
21.
21. Is that in Ruby?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you can't find the kitchen sink? That's where it's plugged in?
Oh, no, it's not plugged into the sink itself. We actually had to get a soldering, you know, a welding torch and actually hook it directly into the supply lines, the water lines, because it's an industrial strength one. So, you know, we had to disconnect the sink and just hook it directly into the water.
Okay. And what's your name?
This is Brad.
Okay.
And I don't know. Is there any way to just shut off the power to the entire apartment? Because that'll turn off this thing. And instead of foam, it'll just start spraying out water. And that'll be much better.
Gosh. I'm just thinking there's your breaker box will shut off the power here.
Yeah, I can't find the breaker box. I mean, besides the furniture being moved around, and I can't see anything. Like, I'm on my cell phone, but I can't even see my cell phone if I hold it in front of my face. Like, the entire apartment's just nothing but foam. So like we're inside a cannoli.
Oh my gosh.
And
so this is Scott Anderson's apartment.
Yeah,
are
yeah.
That's
my brother, and it's a kid's birthday party, and we invited some nephews and other friends of kids and stuff like that. And they're running around like crazy and stuff, but I don't know what to do really. It's just going to keep getting foamier and foamier in here. Because last we checked,
right,
we'd only used like a tiny percentage of this barrel of foam.
Okay.
Of foam chemical stuff. Kind of burns my eyes now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay. I've never run into this problem before, so I'm not sure what exactly you did. The foam is coming out of the sink of the piping.
Oh, no, it's a machine. It's this big industrial machine. Like, if you Google foam parties on the internet, you'll see what these machines look like. Like, just Google foam party. And I guess we bought the one that's made to fill up just an entire, like, a stadium or arena type thing.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that's the problem. We just can't get it to shut off now. And we've lost it.
Okay.
Oh, I just hit a wall. Sorry.
I'm looking at the foam machines right now. Okay, so I would just shut off the power to your apartment. I can't... shut off power to the whole...
Yeah, we can't even find the breaker box, though. We can't even find light switches. I don't even know what room I'm in right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know, like, on the back of our apartment, there's that power bubble thing. Can't you just go out and yank that off? That'll stop it, right? You know the bubble that the power company comes and reads? The glass bubble?
Yeah, the meter?
Yeah, just pull all of them off from every apartment, and I think that'll shut off our power.
I can't do that.
Why not?
No, that's not going to work. I can't shut off everybody's power.
Yeah, well, just ours then. It'll probably be labeled, I bet. It'll be the one that's spinning really fast, because this thing eats up a lot of electricity. It made all the lights dim, like super dim. That's another thing. It's dark in here besides foamy.
Okay. Let me call corporate and ask them what I should do, because I've never come across this before. So.
Yeah, me either. I'm not sure what to do. I've been yelling at all the kids to just like keep a lookout for the machine, and if they find it, just find the cord or whatever and yank it out.
Okay.
Follow the cord to the breaker box, because we actually had to wire the electrical cord directly into the power inside the walls, because this is an industrial machine. It doesn't just plug in. We had to hook up a whole new breaker for it. It's a 220-volt breaker, like the stove.
Okay.
And we had to disconnect our stove, incidentally, too, because, you know, we didn't have any spare slots in the breaker box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
okay, so what's your phone number?
509-6127.
6127. And your name is Brad?
Yep. Yep, my brother's Scott.
Okay. And what's Scott's phone number?
Oh, I don't even know. I can't find Scott. Actually, I haven't heard anything from him lately. So I hope he's okay.
Okay, but you're in his apartment?
Yeah. I mean, he's in here somewhere, too. We just can't find each other because of all this foam.
Okay. Can you have him call me as well, since he's the resident?
Okay.
I mean,
if I come across them, I will.
I can't technically do anything.
You can't do anything to help us?
Well, no. I mean, I have to talk to the resident. I can't go in without permission. So.
Oh, well, you wouldn't be able to get in anyway. Like, the door won't open. Because we've changed the locks, and also there's a couch in front of it, and there's like a dresser stacked on top of the couch. Thank God there's not a fire. That's all I can say.
Okay. I will get back to you as soon as I can. I can't do anything without the resident's permission, though. So.
Okay, all right. Could you just break a window, maybe, and come in?
I can't do that. I mean, unless it's...
Well, do I have your permission?
Fire, flood.
If I find a window in here, which I'm kind of thinking is unlikely at this point, but if I find a window, can I break it?
It will be the responsibility of the tenant to replace the window.
Okay, so. All right. Well, that's good. As long as I have your permission, I'll just pick up a child and throw it through the window or something.
No, don't do that.
Well, we have to do something. This is out of hand.
Yeah, I'll call corporate and then be on my way over there, okay?
I'm kind of worried because the foam is just getting thicker and thicker. I'm wondering, like, okay, if the pressure is just going to, like, you know, tear out the wall to next door or something.
Okay.
Or maybe
I will give you a call back as soon as I find out.
I know one of the windows broke already, but we can't find out where it is. We can't figure out where it is. So if you look in the back of the apartment, I think there's going to be one of the windows. The foam is just pouring out of it, squirting out.
Okay, I'll make my way over there, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Goodbye. Wish me luck.
I will, thank you.
You didn't. Whatever. Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Didn't even say good luck. I was listening to those kids in the background during that call, and it appears I have a bunch of British children in my apartment. I know a giant portion of the sound effects that I downloaded off of Torrents come from the BBC. Felt like I was listening to Pink Floyd or something. All right, let's just try it one more time. I really want someone to get angry about this. Oh, and I was playing both of the sound effects, by the way, because they seemed to fade out at the end, so I was hoping that one of them would keep going when the other one faded out, but that didn't seem to happen. I still heard a lot of blank spots in there. Okay, so here goes the next call.
Village House, this is Dad.
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Village House.
Hello.
And hi, we just have kind of a problem here in our apartment.
What's going on?
Well, we're having a birthday party for kids, and we rented one of those foam machines so we could have a foam party. Uh-huh. And it's pretty,
yeah.
We bought one that's too big, I guess. You know, we're unfamiliar with them. So it's filled up the entire house, and it's still running. It's still going. Like floor to ceiling, the entire apartment.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
11.
Oh, is this Kaylin?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Kaylin. Okay, so you got a foam machine that filled up in your entire apartment?
Yeah. We've got a bunch of kids in here. I mean, they're enjoying it and everything, but we can't. Like, we blocked the front door with the couch because we had to move furniture around for the foam party. And we can't see anything. Like, I can't even see my hand in front of my face. It's just nothing but foam in here. So, is there any way to shut off the power?
You can shut off the power from your box.
Oh,
from the breaker box, yeah.
Yeah, but we can't find the breaker box. Like, I don't even know what room I'm in right now, to be honest.
All right, well, I'll be home in a little bit, and I'll come up and see what I can do.
Okay. Well, is there any way to shut off the power from the outside? Like, maybe that glass bubble thing?
There might be one out in the... Yeah, I might be able to shut the power off from outside, so yeah.
Okay.
It's in that closet where you stashed Christopher's stuff.
There's
some breaker boxes in there, and I might be able to shut off your power from there.
Well, but like, we can't get to that is the problem. Like, I don't know where it is. I can't. There's. It's hard to even
I'll
feel.
Have to, I'll have to get to it because you can't get to it anyway. It's locked.
Yeah. Well, we have. You can't even get in our front door because we changed the locks a while back.
Okay.
And we have a couch in front of the door anyway, so that wouldn't work.
We might have a key to the locks that you just changed.
No, we didn't want... that's the reason we changed. That's the reason we changed them. We didn't want you in here. But, yeah.
Okay, so...
Huh?
So you changed the locks so that the manager couldn't get in the apartment?
Yeah, because that's creepy. I don't want someone else coming in here. That's weird.
That's actually illegal.
for you to come in without my permission Yeah, totally illegal.
No, I have to be able to get in case there's an emergency. That is the only time I can go in without your permission.
Well, this is sort of an emergency, now that I think about it. Because we're like, we don't know what to do. It's just, it's getting foamier and foamier. And we can't turn the machine off. Like, the machine's still running.
All right, well, I will be there at the apartment in a little bit, and okay. I will come check on you guys.
All right, hurry. Bye. Hurry the fuck up, please. I think his kid was louder than mine. All of mine. My hundreds of kids here. Why the hell, by the way, are my kids hissing at each other? Did you guys notice that throughout the entire call? The kids are just hissing at each other like they're snakes or something. These weird-ass British kids from the 60s would just hiss at each other, apparently. Anyway, I think we're gonna stop with that prank for now, but I'm definitely writing that down, and I'm going to try that again one of these days. I'll do it on a live show. I think that would be a lot funner on a live show. But once again, thank you, iPokeSmot, Mr. Cryptic name that I have no idea what it means. I have about a billion voicemails to listen to. Let's listen to a few of those.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Gloria.
I have a really odd idea.
Sounds like you're calling me from your hands-free in your car. It's horrible.
You call people, and let's say, you know those Yelp check-ins, and you have the guy's name and whatnot?
Yeah.
How about you say, oh, I want to leave a message for him? And when they say, okay, what's your message? Just say, oh, I'm a relative.
That they're dead, right? Is that where this is going, Gloria? That they're dead?
To say that, I don't know, mom died, or just say...
How did I know that? I swear to God, I did not listen ahead on this voicemail. I just knew that Gloria was going to say something like, your relative is dead.
Just say, you're kicked out of the house officially. We moved your shit to the curb. Or say, you know what? We're tired of you not flushing the toilet, so we changed the locks in the doors. So go home, leave, go to Motel 6 or something.
It's a great idea.
Just say mom died or something.
That'll be hilarious. I'll be sure to do that. The only problem, I mean, as funny as that sounds, is that I don't really get to see the reaction. Unless I just watch their Twitters and, you know, eventually they'll be like, oh my God, mom's died. And I'm kicked out of my house. I'm so sad now. Oh, Gloria.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I'm really lonely.
Let me guess. The reason your voicemail is 2 minutes and 29 seconds long is because you're going to talk this slow through the entire thing.
And I don't really have any friends other
Imagine
than
that.
You. You're like my best friend, Brad. I feel like I can call you up and I can just say it's me. Because we're like best friends.
That's true. All right, 23 seconds is enough for me. Thanks for the voicemail, best friend, whoever you are.
Hey, Brad. I'm a listener.
Hello.
I listen to a lot of your shows, and I have two suggestions. They're not specific things because I'm just not that creative. I'm not as brilliant as you when it comes to phone pranks. But I'm sure you and your listeners and perhaps if it's a live show, they'll have plenty of ideas. But I notice you don't call a lot of grocery stores or libraries. And I find the people that work there, they're easily, they just seem pretentious, it seems like. Yeah, they just seem like easily riled up. So, okay. Bye.
I've never noticed that about grocery store employees. I will keep that in mind and call some grocery store people soon. I don't know what I'd really say to him, though. I would like to get a hold of library customers, though. Wouldn't that be fun? Call up a library, trick them into giving me a bunch of people who have checked out books, and then call up the people who've checked out books and say wacky things to them. That would be a lot of fun. I really can't think of a ruse to trick a library into giving me customer info. I'm sure I could do something, though. I'm going to have to get to work on that.
What is the origin of the PLA symbol? Thanks, bye.
The origin of the PLA symbol. The PLA symbol is a copyright infringement. It is actually the 1969 Bell logo for Bell Telephone. If you do a Google search for 1969 Bell logo, you will see that it's the exact same shape as the PLA symbol. And I just wanted to steal their logo and use it as my own. So I just stuck a lightning thing in there and it looks okay. So I'm going to use that for 20 years straight. So that's the origin of the PLA symbol. I think it really sucks that all the phone companies stopped using the bell symbol. That was a cool symbol. None of the other phone companies these days, none of them have cool symbols. Like, think about what all the logos look like for Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and CenturyLink. They all suck. They should all go back to using the bell symbol. I actually have the bell symbol tattooed on my forearm because it's such a cool symbol.
Hey, Brad. So on the topic of that one guy that left a review voicemail for the Snowplow Show,
okay,
and how he criticized how you played the Good Morning, What's Your Bid phone mobbing prank, well, I just wanted to say that I, for one, love when you play old stuff on the show, because I've been an active listener for about a year and a half now, and I haven't heard all of the old awesome pranks like that. So don't listen to that guy, and play old stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy with his opinions. I'm going to play 10-year-old shit all the time, but only the funny stuff, because there's a lot of really awful stuff from 10 years ago.
Boy, Brad, what the fuck's a neck beard?
just start using Linux, and it'll all become clear eventually. Try going to some local Linux support groups. You'll see lots of neckbeards there.
Top G, homie Roy. Actually, you know, I got kind of a serious thing to address. I heard the show that you did with Rappy McRapperson, the Ratman.
Here we go.
And I was concerned with the number of times that he blasphemed God, and I think that it's possible that you are in deep shit with the creator of the universe, the original Christian Grey, the original Tony Soprano, God. There's no doubt, Roy, that you're a sinner in the hand of an angry God, and you'd better atone. I think it's too late for Rappy, but there might be time left for you, Brad. Roy. Fuck, I forgot what I was calling you. But get right, bro. Yeah, love the show.
I'll get to work on that. Rappy was actually going to go to church with me last week. Not that I go to church or anything, but he really wanted to go to this church that's near my house, and we were going to go, but then, I don't know, we drank instead. By the way, speaking of Rappy McRapperson, a.k.a. Ghost Rappy, who was on a show with me last week, I'm surprised there are no more voicemails about him, because holy crap, on YouTube, there was a lot of hate directed toward him. People did not like him on the show. So, I want to please the listeners, so I decided to make Rappy read all of the angry posts against him. So, here, I made a recording, and I'm going to play it for everyone right now, and hopefully this will make up for that show. Let me start up some sad music.
Why all the dislikes? 'Cause Rappy is terrible, just like most of the guests on the show. This Rappy guy's voice is so annoying, it sounds like he is trying to take his shit and losing his voice at the same time. Bring back Stacy. This Rappy guy sucks. This is the only bad show I have ever heard by you, but we're all entitled to a bad one every now and then. Please don't ever have him back. Worst show ever. Rappy is annoying and sucks. Please, never again. Love you, Roy. I think this show would have been a lot more funny if Rappy used a normal voice instead of some creepy voice that makes people hang up when they answer. And it does kill the entire prank. Sorry, but just disappointed. I wish that this would have been live because the viewers would have immediately called Rappy out on how shitty he is, his ideas and or his voices are. It has taken me a couple of days to get to where I am now, which is the 35-minute mark. This show is brutal. Very uncharacteristic of the Snowplow Show. At least it's like 3 per week, so I can't complain too much. Rappy stinks. Not a good show, but still love RBCP. I can't do this anymore. It's too painful, Brad.
Dude, no, do it. You read the rest of these, you're not going to learn unless you read all of these. So finish. Don't make me get the newspaper out.
I can't read them because they're making me so sad.
God damn it. Just, we're almost finished. Come on.
Wow, who is this annoying Rappy guy who sounds like he is a drunk? This show has gone down the toilet! I am going to have to stop donating.
Like, look what you did!
Oh my god, Rappy is such a fucking idiot. You suck, Rappy! Go away! Sounds like my ex-girlfriend. This episode was not very good. Bit boring and bland. I can generally listen to all the ones, but Rappy kind of killed this one. This episode was so bad it made me contemplate suicide! No, Colonel Havoc, no! I usually love these shows, but I'm not sure what this is. It was a big disappointment. Ghost Rappy is amazing.
No, 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 not that one. No, next. Next. Stuart J. Hooper, read that one.
This co-host is an idiot and not funny. Total waste of a show. That Rappy guy is trying too hard to be funny, but he's awful, not funny. And those stupid voices, the worst in a while. It's nice knowing Rappy has a better personality than he is a rapper. Phew!
So there you go, everyone that really hated having Rappy on my show. I hope this makes up for it, and I hope that I've made Rappy learn his lesson so the next time he'll be better.
Hey, Brad, it's Chris, a.k.a., I guess, FBI voice changer guy.
Hey,
I've
Chris.
Called into your voicemail line maybe once. But I had an idea for one of your shows, but it's something that I would hop on pretty fast if you're going to do it. Radio Shack, their liquidation sale started about 4 days ago.
Oh, you don't say.
And I thought you could call some of the Radio Shack stores like you did during the Blockbuster era. And, time to go home, close the store, something like that. All of the
what a good idea.
Radio Shack stores that are supposed to be closing, they will be closed by February 16th, to my understanding, is the date. But I thought I would share that with you. All right, take care.
Oh, shit. That's today. I called about 10 Radio Shacks today when I was getting the password this morning, and all of them answered. So I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know when they were supposed to close. Maybe I just happened to call the ones that weren't closing today. But yeah, sorry I didn't play this voicemail a week ago when me and Carlito did our tribute. Our whole Radio Shack thing last week was actually Carlito's idea. So I promise we didn't just steal your idea and then not play your voicemail, Mr. FBI voice changer guy. I promise. Okay, one last voicemail to listen to. I think that'll be plenty for this show.
Me's the captor.
Oh, great.
Even after I've shown you
what the hell are you calling in on? A 1980s walkie-talkie or something?
Capabilities to destroy the phone losers of America. You continue to mock me, and that is something you will soon regret. For I have a surprise for you. I have taken one of your precious listeners hostage and am keeping him in a hole in my basement.
That's where Gloria's been, right?
Right to see who it is. Very well. Hostage, speak!
Brad, just do what he says. It's me, Olga.
Oh, it's Olga.
Yes, it is Olga.
Crap.
There's no secret tunnel down here. I think I'm trapped forever.
No secret tunnel for Olga.
Brad, seriously... If you're not going to get me out of this hole, I will never tell another joke, or a pickup line, or anything ever again.
No jokes from Olga.
Just do what he says. He's crazy.
That is just your opinion, Olga.
Hey, I'm hungry. And bored.
Well,
it's so boring here.
What do you expect? It is a hole. Just put...
So boring.
Here, just put more lotion on his skin.
Stop giving me lotion.
Yes.
No here. More lotion.
Put more lotion on his skin.
No more lotion.
All right, that's the latest from Incognito and apparently Olga. I just checked and she hasn't left me any voicemails in the past week. So I think this is for real, everyone. This may be the end of Olga. And I'm sorry, Olga. I like you and everything, but I don't know if I'm going to give up my show for you. So good luck getting out of that situation that you've gotten yourself into. And I don't know, maybe try and call back into the voicemail on Incognito's walkie-talkie or whatever the hell he calls in on. Hey, look, I've got a brand new carding message. This guy says he's been... Well, here, I'll just play the message.
Hello, Roy. This is Gordon. I drive the Town and Country that was in the food line on Knuckles Road. I've been out of town, and I'm just actually getting to call you. You can return my call at 8:05.
All right, so let's call this guy, see if he picks up. Pretty sure he was parked stupidly.
Hello?
Hello, Gordon?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
I'm sorry. Let me turn this TV down.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know. You were just parked kind of stupid. And I just...
I was in the parking spot.
Yeah, well, not, kind of close to the line, I guess. And maybe a little too far out.
Okay. So, yeah, I had car trouble, and I had to leave it there for a couple of days, and then I came back and got it. It was just a little small ding.
Yeah, just a little small ding on my car. So I just needed to get your insurance information.
Well, there is no insurance information because the car was just sitting there. I had let someone use it. The car doesn't run. So I was actually calling to let you know that I have dinks all over the car.
You don't have insurance?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, no.
The car isn't even registered anymore.
Well, someone's got to pay for the damage to my car from your stupid parking.
How somebody got to pay for the damage to your car if my car was parked?
Well, because you were parked just kind of stupidly, and it made...
No, I was in between the lines.
Yeah,
and,
but...
And the police were out there, so I was in between the lines.
You were a little too far out, though, and it made your car hit mine as I was driving by. So it's your fault.
That sounds crazy. We can meet up and we can work it out, or you can call the police or whatever.
No, I wouldn't call the police. I just, you know...
No, I think that's what we should do.
It broke
I called
my headlight.
The police when I found your note.
Well, it broke my headlight, and it's all your
fault. You broke your headlight.
No, your stupid car broke my headlight. Because you don't know
okay,
how to park.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you how... I'll let you know how stupid my car is. Let me get your information.
No, I shouldn't have to give you anything. I just need to get your insurance to give to my insurance company.
You sound like a fucking retard, man.
What? Why would you say that?
They left a note on my car. It's telling me...
You're the one that parked
stupid.
Stupidly
parked, and I owe him some money because it broke his headlight. So I told him to call the police. No, we don't have to call the police. I just need your insurance information. You give me your information because you hit my car.
You're trying to do some sort of insurance scam. You're a scammer.
What are you talking about, you fucking retard?
Why are you calling me a retard? Like, you're the one that hit my car.
Well, I'll tell you what. The police will contact you. I have the number you left and this number. Thank you very much.
I'm going to tell them you don't have insurance and you're not even registering your car. Wow, he loves to call people retard.
Hey, Rob, I don't have anything else to say to you. The police will contact you. Thank you.
Hey, motherfucker.
I got your motherfucker.
You got my motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you know how stupid you sound when the police contact you.
Okay, make sure you tell them I'm a retard. They'll love to hear
all
that.
Right, I will.
Good. See if I care.
Look, man, I'm gonna let you know to stop calling me.
You should take some driving lessons.
Yeah,
you should, because you don't know how to drive and you don't know how to park. Oh, well. At least I got a few retards out of him. That was funny enough, right? By the way, just a reminder for those who don't know, but I'm no longer doing carding calls. Except, I guess, when I do carding calls. But I've declared the carding thing officially over for now, and we're going to start it up again maybe this coming summer. And I usually don't even check that voicemail. I don't see the messages coming in. That one was left about a week ago, I think. So, you know, don't put any notes on cars for now. Unless you want to do it for JAG TV on his show. I cannot remember the phone number for the JAG TV show voicemail. But he is doing them on his own show. I think Turbo left a bunch of notes for him. So on his last show, he was able to do some of his own carding calls. In fact, I was on his show, I think maybe a week ago, and we did a carding call together. And I will try to find that on YouTube, on JAG TV's YouTube, because I know he put it up on YouTube. I'll put a link in the show notes if I remember to. But there's another carding call on JAG's show. So that's going to do it for this show. Just one more reminder. Remember I don't even know when, but I said that you should all go try and troll the AMA for the JonBenet Ramsey thing, which happens on February 21st. But you can go ahead and leave questions in there right now if you want to. But I will have another link in the show notes to the JonBenet Ramsey thing, which happens on Saturday, if anyone wants to go in there and leave some wacky questions for the JonBenet Ramsey investigator. Oh yeah, I made a new t-shirt design on phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. It's a t-shirt for 100.3 The Gerbil, which is a radio station that I've referenced over the past couple weeks, I guess. If you'd like a t-shirt for 100.3 The Gerbil, then you can now buy one of those and wear it. You can find it on phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. Also, don't forget to go to the new clock thing, prankcallnation.com/clock. Leave it running all night while you sleep, and your dreams will be infested with people yelling at you about what time it is. That'd be an interesting experiment, now that I think about it. I think everyone should do that. Before you go to bed tonight, put your browser on prankcallnation.com/clock and turn up the volume and go to sleep and see what kind of nightmares you have. That's everyone's homework assignment for this week, so don't forget to do that. It's been a fun week on Prank Call Nation. On Saturday night, we had Dwight taking Craigslist calls, incoming Craigslist calls, saying crazy things to them. On Friday, Giad did an old idea of his, like one of the very first shows he ever did was called 60 Seconds to Love, where these ladies thought that they were going to be making a bunch of money by being on a dating game show. So Giad would get those people on the phone, and each of the co-hosts on the show had 60 seconds to creep the ladies out. That was a lot of fun. On Thursday, we had Sloth doing a bunch of Radio Shack calls, and I don't know, I guess everyone was doing Radio Shack calls last week. On pretty much every show, there were calls to Radio Shacks and Radio Shack customers. Actually, as I'm recording this right now, it looks like there's probably a show happening on Prank Call Nation right now, because I can see people talking about it in the chat room, and they're all talking about Radio Shack, throwing out suggestions and stuff. So I think I am missing out by doing my show right now. I'm missing out on Radio Shack calls that are happening live right now. So I'm going to wrap this up and start listening to that. PrankCallNation.com, everyone. Thank you, Chris Sharkey, for sponsoring today's show, for winning the dice roll. We all appreciate your support. Don't forget to support the PLA at phonelosers.org/cactus and patreon.com/phonelosers. Give as much as you possibly can to make more shows and more PLA things happen, maybe someday, when I get around to it. Today we're going to end the show with a song by Greens Keepers, which is dedicated to Incognito and his current prisoner, Olga. Here's a song called Lotion.
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. Yes, precious, it gets the hose.
Put the lotion in the basket. Oh, put button there?